right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tiller with you, nationally syndicated and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you're in the streets of Manhattan, you might see hundreds of New York street cart vendors who have switched their iconic New York pretzels for the new King's Hawaiian Soft Pretzel Bites, their first ever snack. And one of those vendors is a two-time Super Bowl MVP. It's Eli Manning, who joins us right now from Manhattan. Eli, what kind of... I would imagine people bow down in New York, but do you still get a Bronx cheer now and then?
Yeah, I still get a cheer. There's some interesting looks I get as people come up to my pretzel cart and ask for a pretzel, and they're kind of looking at me, you know, a little bit funny, like they recognize me. So, it's amazing. You know, been retired, going in my fifth year. They've forgotten about all the interceptions, all the losses, and they think I've, you know, won every single game I played.
Well, when I heard you were coming on the show, I thought of two things. The first one was you up that sketch from Saturday Night Live. How often do people bring that up to you?
It comes up a little bit. Kind of with a lot of my high school buddies, if they text me early in the morning or late at night, that's usually the starting. You know, you up, you out. You know, cue the little wake with the tongue out emoji. So a lot of, you know, it's a. It usually is a good line. It's a good opening line for, you know, also if a random person comes up with a you up, you out, you know, it usually gets me to engage in that conversation.
I forgot about Kewl, right? K-E-W-L, right?
No doubt.
I also thought, you know, bringing up your career, as I was doing the Raiders pre- and post-game show on their network, and we were all excited to have you guys at the Coliseum, and Ben McAdoo's like, yeah, Eli's not starting, and we're like, what? It's like 210 starts. Just looking back, how did that hit you at the time?
It was tough. It was tough just because, just kind of maybe saw the end coming. And you know, we weren't playing well. The team wasn't playing well. I wasn't playing my best. And so, hey, you know, coaches got to make the call and respect their decision and what they got to do. But obviously, I had worked extremely hard and put in a lot of effort and always kind of wanted to be in that position, wanted to play, wanted to be, you know, in the game, and being told you're not going to play is a tough thing to handle.
Yeah, and you handled it very well. I speak to your buddy Tiki Barber now and then about the Giants, and of course the Giants, they were just on that HBO offseason Hard Knocks, and Daniel Jones getting the brunt of the boos in that opening loss. Do you live? I know you're doing the Manning Cast, so you're covering all the teams, but do you live and die with the Giants, or how much attached are you to them, being a one team guy like that?
Yeah, very attached. Still, you know, go to, I'd say, all the home games, and you know, watch them every Sunday on their road games. So it is very attached. You know, friendly with Daniel Jones, friendly with the coaching staff and ownership. So it is my team, and I root for them. Probably not as, you know, there's some diehard fans that obviously live and die with them, and they're screaming at the TV. Probably not to that extent. It's more that I just, you know, see how hard these guys are working, know what it's like to be in that position. So I'm rooting for them. I want them to win. I feel for them after a tough day.
Speaking of the Manning Cast, in between you and Peyton's heads now, there's a guy in the middle there, Coach Belichick. What's that dynamic for like for you guys?
It's been good. It's been a good start, and just going through meetings with them, having, you know, done different calls with them. Whenever he starts talking ball, you listen. You almost want to get some pen and paper out, start taking notes, because he's just an encyclopedia of information on the game of football, on strategy, on defense, even on offense. And so I think, we just got to try to set him up, get him comfortable where he's talking ball. He can give some great insights on what's going on from strategy. And so that's been it's been fun. We'll get, you know, that's our first game. Just like some of these teams, week one's always, you got to knock a little rust off, and Coach Belichick's doing something he's never done before, and we'll just continue to get better and better.
All right, King's Hawaiian, as I mentioned, soft pretzel bites. We've known King's Hawaiian for years with their sweet, tasty little buns, and then they started making hamburger buns. Now, and nice enough, they sent me a box here from the Big Island. We got the soft pretzel bites. They're damn tasty, ain't they?
They are. They're very tasty, and they're very versatile. You know, you can obviously just eat them as is, but if you're more into the dipping, you can dip them, you know, in the sweet stuff. You can go with the chocolate. You can go with the salty. You can go with the mustard. You know, so many different options. You can go with the cheese dip. So, you know, they're a great snack, and this is King's Hawaiian's first snack, and they did a great job. You got that, you know, soft pretzel texture. You got the kind of that sweet taste of a King's Hawaiian roll. You throw a little salt in there, and that's what makes them so just irresistible is the only word I can use to describe them.
Couple more questions for Eli Manning on the streets of Manhattan, handing out tons and tons of these free King's Hawaiian soft pretzel bites. When you think back to your time when you went to Ole Miss, like, and I've been lucky enough to have your dad on my show several times over the years. He's always a great guy to talk to about football. But you go to Ole Miss, and you just think about the way NIL is now, and you know, you saw with your nephew Arch as well. But what do you think about the fact that you can just transfer willy-nilly, and more than half of the Power Four conferences, I guess, had, you know, transfers at starting quarterback? Are you for it? Do you think it's a little bit wild, wild west? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a little bit wild, wild west. And you know, I'm fine with players being compensated for playing in college. I think they're, you know, they're running big businesses and making a lot of money. So for them to have that opportunity to, you know, to earn something is fair. I think, but you talked about just the transfer rule and the fact that these guys are free agents, not every year, but really twice every, you know, a year in the spring and, you know, and then after the season. And so I just don't think there's a whole lot of loyalty to your college. Or are you deciding to go to this college based on, you know, the coach or the system or the players, or will you be happy there? Is it a comfort level, or are you just going because they're paying a little bit more money than the other team? And so I think that's, you know, players got to be careful choosing that and make sure they're happy at the place. So I don't know if you got to go back to the old rules where you got to sit out a year or you got to wait till you graduate. You know, I understand you're a fifth-year senior and there's a starter ahead of you and you're not going to play. Maybe you want to go to a different school and be a starter. I get it. But, you know, some of this is switching just so you can, or going in the portal just to drive up the price for a team, you know, in a place you're happy is a little ridiculous.
And when you were in Oxford, you were there for 5 years, you got a degree, you were on the honor roll. I appreciate all that. But was there ever a time when maybe you're walking past the bookstore and they were selling these red number 10 jerseys and you think, hey, I'm not getting a piece of that? Or do you think, well, I'm on Scholly, I guess that's my payment?
Yeah, I mean, I think I took it as it was a privilege to play college football, and I'm on scholarship, and, you know, they're helping with food and books and education and rent and all those things. And, you know, I love what I was doing. I wasn't doing it to get compensated. I was doing it with my teammates. The big reason I went to Ole Miss, I knew I'd be happy. If I never played one down of football, I'd be happy. And that's going through the thought process of many athletes now and we're in college. And, you know, I never worried about that. I said, hey, I'm going to do this, do well. If I have an opportunity to, you know, go to the next level and play in the NFL, it'll all work out.
Just a couple more questions for you, Eli. And I don't think there are too many Charger fans that hold a grudge. I mean, they ended up getting a Phillip Rivers and Sean Merriman out of the whole thing. And you know, Rivers was good for a long time. And it's on them that they never won a Super Bowl. But did, I mean, to me, that backlash didn't last too long. But for you, did it?
No, I don't think it lasted too long. Just because, you know, I didn't go to San Diego for a long time. But I think the fact that, you know, kind of right off the get-go, Drew Brees started playing really well. They got Sean Merriman. They have a Damian Tomlinson, Antonio Gates, you know, kind of came out of nowhere. So they, you know, very quickly they had a great squad. They were playing well. Phillip Rivers took over. He played at a high level for a long time. So I think both teams felt very happy and pleased with the outcome of how it all worked out. So there were a lot of, bad feelings. I'm sure, again, I don't know if I would have been, I've only played in San Diego a few times, never got a real warm welcome in the stadium, though.
All right. Finally, as I mentioned, you're on the streets of New York, a town that you know very well, has so many amazing neighborhoods. For me, if I had to pick one, maybe the East Village. I stayed there once. It's just got a little grit on it. It feels so New York. Do you have like a favorite area of New York or a place that kind of like speaks to you?
I feel like most of the time I'm kind of uptown just doing things, but I love going down to Soho. I think it's just great people watching, great to be down there at certain times and cruise around. It's got such a cool vibe. You feel like you're almost in a different country or a different city. So I think that's the cool thing about New York. You can be in the same city, but you go 20 minutes away and you got a totally different vibe and different scene going on, which makes it so unique.
All right, nearly a quarter million King's Hawaiian soft pretzel bites are being given away from hundreds of street carts in Manhattan, one of them being run by Eli Manning, as I mentioned, the two-time Super Bowl MVP. Eli, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great talking with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much. That was a lot of fun.